Hello, hello, hello. It's Jelana with the China Chat Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. We are talking about the coronavirus. It is all over the news and TV and our phones. We are inundated with so much information around what's happening right now with the coronavirus, but rather than focusing on the virus itself, I want to focus on the impact that it's having on those of us that are importing from China or that have a supply chain that includes China in some way. What I will do is go through a couple of updates. I want to give you guys some updates on our China tours, what's happening in the major trade cities, and just some general feedback and what's going on in the business side of things around this coronavirus. This episode is sponsored by the China Connect, where we connect businesses with factory direct pricing via sourcing packages, as well as tour packages to China to help you grow, maximize, and blow your business profits out of the water. So let's hop right in. So let's talk about the China tours. So as you guys may or may not know, the China Connect is a sourcing and importing company. And we actually have tours where people come to China with us or by themselves using our network and our on the ground support team to visit vendors and find new vendors. So we have had a tour planned for the month of March. We would have been leaving in about 2 weeks, but of course we can't travel. So we've postponed that tour to the fall, and we are excited about this fall tour. One of the things I'll say is, just as a business, you know, we've got different things that are thrown at us all the time. Who could have ever imagined or planned for a worldwide pandemic, you know, that impacts travel and the hospitality industry and our ability to provide services and deliver our projects to our customers? Who would have ever thought, who could have ever planned for something on this magnitude? But one of the things that this has taught me or forced me to do is look at my business from a prism and through a prism, meaning although my lens was focused on, and it still is focused on, tours and the wonderful things that I can do with tours, I've now had to shift my prism a little bit and look at different angles of my business to not be as affected by this virus. So I've got a slew of new projects and products that we'll be launching over the next couple of months as a result of having to zig when I was zagging at first. Do you know what I mean? So lesson here is that if you are, whether you're in business already, perhaps you're thinking about going into business, or maybe you're a seasoned entrepreneur and can probably tell me a whole bunch of stuff, there is nothing wrong with changing courses, with having to change courses. Yes, it does impact our bottom lines. Hopefully, all of us have things in the storehouse that will prevent us from just going completely broke or going completely insane with all the changes. But it certainly is an opportunity for you to rise to this occasion and for you to get creative, take some risks, take a leap of faith, launch those products or projects that you've been sitting on because you've been so focused on being in this one lane. So don't be afraid to switch lanes. Don't be afraid to put on your blinker and get out of the primary lane that you're in and try something new. Diversifying is the name of the game in terms of developing multiple ways, multiple channels that you've got income coming in. We all are big fans of having multiple streams of income, but in order to do that, you've got to diversify. That's what multiple streams mean, a diverse set of different channels where income is coming in. So within your business, you can also diversify so that if something happens geographically, you are not caught in a position where you have no choice, like you're not going to make any money. So just be mindful of that And so that's where we are in terms of the tours. So another lesson that I'll share real quick is that although I so want to be going to China right now, like right now I'd be taking my vitamins, taking my vitamin C, taking my liquid turmeric to loosen up my muscles and joints and be ready to squat and walk. I'd be doing all that right now. I miss being able to prep because I want to be able to go right now. However, it's given me an opportunity to retool the way that I deliver these tour experiences. And so the fall tour will be even more phenomenal than the spring tour was. So I'm taking every opportunity that I can to get better, to be better, and to maximize the value of those things that I sell. All right. So now those are where we are with the tours. What's going on in individual cities? So we've got Guangzhou, which is primarily the city that most people visit when they come to China. You've got other cities too, but Guangzhou really stands out as the manufacturing hub of China. So we have, Guangzhou is probably 75% back. You've got roughly 75% of factory workers, factories back open. Well, I would almost venture to say 90 something percent of factories are back open, but not all employees are back. One of my, employees, she's actually stuck in her hometown. She's not able to get out right now. She is going to be going back to, I think she's going back soon. I don't know. She's kind of like, I don't know when they're going to let us out. So she's still in quarantine. And so she won't be back to the city maybe for another couple of weeks. But on the other hand, I've got two other, partners, my bridal business partner. She's back. We're working on orders, talked to her last night, and she's, you know, suited and booted. If you look on my Facebook page, I posted a picture the other day of Lily, who, she sent me a picture of her with this hat on that has this like plastic covering over the front. She's got her mask on and she's like, I am ready. I do not have time to get sick. I have money to make, dresses to send out. I've got to get back to work. So she's like super, super duper protected. I thought that was hilarious that she was, you know, so, and she, of course she's got one in every color because she's just fabulous like that. But, so yeah, lots of businesses are making their way back. So that's Guangzhou. I'll tell you, if you're doing business in Guangzhou, oh, I forgot to mention the market. So when we visit China, when we visit Guangzhou specifically, we spend a lot of time at the markets. I'd say about 60% of our time is spent at the markets and the other 40% are spent going out to factories. So we visit all kinds of markets. We've got the medical equipment supplies, auto supplies, salon and spa supplies market, stationery, planner stickers, planner accessories. We go to beauty, of course, makeup, hair, all types of hair. I mean, we hit the markets heavy. And I would say about 95% of those markets are back open. However, you may have some individual shop owners who are not quite back yet, whether because they're stuck in their hometown or perhaps they may just be, you know, being extra precautious and not wanting to open just yet. Because you have to remember, these markets see people from all over the world. Now, primarily in some, especially the boutique style markets, the wholesale clothing markets, you see a lot of local shopping there. So they're primarily open. So if you've got something that you need from Guangzhou for your store, reach out to us, let us know, and chances are we can help you get that. So that's Guangzhou. Now, Yiwu. Yiwu, if you don't know what Yiwu is the commodity city of China. Anyone who owns an Amazon store, eBay store, probably are sourcing their products from Yiwu. Now, Yiwu, this commodity city, is actually a city. It's large enough to be its own city with its own zip code. It is humongous, y'all. I mean, we're talking 175,000 vendors, millions of products, all there in one place. It is amazing. And they are open. They open on February 21st. And my sourcing partner that's based out of Yiwu, she just got back yesterday. And they are open and ready to do business. So if you're sourcing in Yiwu, you definitely want to ask if there are any shipping delays, as production might be delayed in some areas. I've heard of some vendors raising prices because it is costing them more to operate machinery because they have fewer people. And but, you know, you should not agree to price increases right now for a couple of reasons, but primarily because if you can, if you do have time, like if you've got some time before you need your products, absolutely, there is absolutely no reason for you to agree to any kind of price increase. Now, if you want to be reasonable because you have a rush order, or because your order is highly customized, if you're already purchasing products there, to me, that is still not a valid reason for you to have a price increase. There are things you can do to avoid the extra stress and strain that you might be putting on your supplier to produce your goods. So if you are ordering 500, but perhaps you don't need but 100 this week, and then another 250, and then another 100, go with breaking up your shipments. The shipping costs will come out to about the same depending on your shipping method. But I'd rather do that than see you pay more for each product, because it's going to be really hard to get those prices down. Shipping prices can always fluctuate, but if you agree to an actual price increase, it's going to be really hard for you to come off of that price increase, even if shipping goes back down. So try not to accept or absorb any kind of price increases because of the virus. Okay, so we're going to talk about Shenzhen now. Shenzhen is the electronics capital of China. Shenzhen is where it all goes down in terms of computers, all kinds of audio equipment, DJing, stereo equipment, mobile phones, phone accessories. Mostly all of your factories that produce these items are based in and around Shenzhen, like Apple's factories is based in and around Shenzhen. You also have tech companies that produce software. WeChat, WhatsApp have headquarters there. You have drone companies that operate there. So even your little hoverboards, Shenzhen is where it all goes down in terms of electronics. So, and we visit Shenzhen on our China tour. It's one of the stops we do in the middle of the week. And I'll create another episode and just talk about where we go on our tours. But it is amazing, the tech malls and tech markets that you go to, and how the prices are so affordable, and you wonder, like, I'm paying what for this? Oh my God. Like, it's really mind blowing. But anyway, they are back. I would say most of Shenzhen is back in action, like probably close to 100%. They have not really seen an impact from the virus in terms of cases and deaths and all of that, although they are being cautious. I'm working on a sourcing project for a local fashion designer, and we're using a factory based out of Shenzhen for her custom shirts. And yesterday she says, well, I'm gonna, we were talking to a supplier because we needed to have some fabric shipped. And she's like, I'm not going over there. I'm just gonna call them into a video call because they don't want us to go too far out. And they don't want us to have face-to-face calls if we don't have to, or face-to-face visits if we don't have to. They want everything on video chat, email, and they're not allowed to shake hands. So, and she said they're sanitizing 3 to 4 to 5 times a day and wearing their masks. So, yeah, it's real. And, but people are just as concerned and motivated to continue to make money and move their businesses forward as they are about staying safe from the virus. So, yeah, that's what's going on in Shenzhen. So if you have something coming from Shenzhen, or you have a project that you're thinking about sourcing that's electronic based, you should be good to go. So shipment delays, I personally have not All of my projects that I am working on right now are new projects. And so we're still in the very early phases of ordering samples and things of that nature. But a lot of people have faced shipment delays simply because any orders placed during Chinese New Year, of course, is delayed until after they come back. But we've had this 2 to 3 week Chinese New Year as opposed to a week. So people are seeing, you know, 2 to 3 to a month's delay in receiving their products, which is very, very unfortunate. If you, as I said, if you are in a position where your shipments are delayed in some way, perhaps you can only you can request to only receive half of your products up front and then the rest later. There's a lot of different things that you can do to minimize that impact, but there are some companies, especially the larger ones that had low stock at the beginning of Chinese New Year, they are probably all out of stock right now of a lot of things. So hopefully they will, those factories are ramping up and increasing capacity in order to serve those customers that may be affected. So let's talk about product safety. Can you catch the virus from products? And the answer is, we don't think so. The CDC and WHO, World Health Organization, both contend that the virus itself cannot survive very long on surfaces, which makes total sense. If you think about the common cold and flu, most people get it from touching surfaces right behind someone. But the viruses themselves can't survive for, you know, more than a few hours outside of a host, which sounds really sci-fi and vampire-ish, but I digress. Every virus needs a host. So this virus, though, is not thought to stay very long on surfaces, particularly through the shipping process. If your products are being shipped by air freight, it is cold as hell down in that the belly of the airplane, the cargo area. If it's being shipped by freight, it gets super hot in them containers. Certainly, if it's shipped any other way, those packages are tossed around. Just the elements and the environments that those packages sometimes go through. Hell, I don't even know if I could survive if I was in a box being shipped from China. So certainly those viruses are not on your products when you get them. If you are concerned about it, simply wipe down the product that you're about to touch. Use a Clorox wipe, Lysol. All of those things have been proven, Pernell, hand sanitizer, have been proven to kill the coronavirus. So there you have it on product safety. I will link the FAQ to the WHO's website that where they talk about product safety in the FAQ. Also, I will link, if you're currently sourcing from places like Amazon, or no, I'm sorry, if you're currently sourcing from Alibaba, there is a link on their website that gives you some insight and advisory feedback on product shipment delays, safety, and all of that on their website. I will link that as well in the show notes. I will link to the fall China tour to Guangzhou for those of you that might be interested. As I said, hopefully this thing will blow over by May, June. Even the people that are being affected now around the world, you know, that the pattern of the virus is that it peaks over a period of like 6 to 7 weeks. And so we should see that same pattern, which means we should be back getting back to normal by early summer. So if you guys have any questions about anything, feel free to reach out to me on social media. On Instagram, I am at The China Connect, and Facebook, I am also at The China Connect. My email address is hello@thechinaconnect.com, and always happy to provide some feedback, insight, and answer any questions that you have about importing products from China or anywhere else, really. That's our episode. Again, it's sponsored by the China Connect, the fall tour to China, which is coming up in September. And we hope to see you on the next episode. And we'd love to have you with us in China. All right. Have a good week, weekend, weekday, whenever you're listening to this podcast. God bless you. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.